In New York, you took art lessons.
Yeah.
In what school was that?
The Art Students League. It's like the Juilliard of the visual arts. It's a professional training school, basically. You don't get a degree, and they don't care whether you come to class or not. It's guys who have gone and gotten a master's degree at a college and didn't learn a damn thing, and they come to the Art Students League because all the teachers, they weren't called professors, but they were all professionals in their field, whether it was sculpting, painting, whatever it was, and they would teach 2 days a week. They would come in only 2 days a week, and then you would have what you call a monitor, which was their assistant who would be there the other time. They would give you enough in those 2 days to keep you busy for 7 days. But it was hard from 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning till I would finish up that afternoon at sketch class, which was about 45 minutes. And then I had a part-time job 3 nights a week that I'd work from midnight to 4 in the morning, doing Longines watch ads.
You draw them?
I draw watches.
For their ads?
For their ads,
for the national magazines?
For the New York Times or whichever the publication there. I made $4 an hour.
And that was the watch at the moment, Longines.
Oh, yeah.
It's no longer today, that name.
No.
But it was big then.
My instructor there knew that I needed to make extra money. Dad would, with four boys going to college and all this stuff, we all got $25 a month, and whatever else you got, you earned it yourself. See, he wanted to know just how bad did you want to do this. To all my brothers, including one who wanted to be a doctor. That was just his way of saying, you really want to do this? Let's see how bad you want to do this.
You were really good. Did that help you in your self-esteem, ego, or anything? I mean, you were obviously a good artist.
I wouldn't say I was I had desire. I was loaned a gift, okay? Got it through my uncle, my mother, those genes. But I had a tremendous desire to want to do it because I enjoyed doing it. And it drove my dad nuts because he wondered, how the hell are you going to make a living? I said, here's your oldest son is a brilliant doctor. Your next son has 150 people working for him. He's running the city of North Palm Beach and does all of the construction and everything. Your next son owns two banks and me. Now, what do you want? 3 out of 4. I said, that's the best odds you can get. You know, he said, you little jerk. And he was so proud of me. Later. But he wanted to see just how bad I wanted to do this. I remember he and Mom came up one time to New York when I was studying, and Mr. Brackman, Robert Brackman, one of my professors, who later did Jennifer Jones in the movie Portrait of Jenny, did her portrait for that movie. And I got to watch. Anyway, he and Mr. Brackman, they were both about the same height. They were both about 5'5", 5'6". I'll never forget Dad saying, Robert, has this kid got any talent? How's he doing? He said, Bill, don't worry about it. He's not the best in the class, but he's got the work ethic. He is not afraid to work. And Dad said, that's the way he grew up. He had to. Mr. Brackman said, he's like a turtle. He just plods along where a couple of the other guys are so talented in this class. But Jay's just going to do fine because he's got the desire and the work ethic to do it. And he said, you can't ask for anything else.
Right.
He said, I've seen so many that were very, very talented that failed because they didn't work at it.